Welcome back to the show, Hannah Simons. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
How are you? How have you been? Was it about a month ago, I think, we last spoke?
Yeah, it's been a crazy month. I've suddenly got lots of gigs, so that's really good. Getting to perform out live a lot.
Is that what you enjoy doing most, like the live stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of where all the excitement is, I think. So we had a gig in Maidstone last night with Hannah Wilds and Autumn Sharif and Jamie Johnson. So it was a bit of a voice
special.
Yeah, it was really good fun, really good crowd. So yeah, loving life.
Hannah is on the current series of The Voice, and the battles begin tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. on BBC One. Now, you're part of Team Recce, and we can say you battle against Shelly-Ann tomorrow night. And I read something this morning. Is it true Shelly-Ann ended up in tears whilst filming the battle?
We both did, to be honest. I think we put a lot of work into it with Shelly-Ann. She's such an amazing singer. She's really, like, technically really good as well. She's got a lot of heart behind her, so she really pushed me, because I haven't gigged a lot, really. It's all kind of new to me, so we worked really hard together, and I think it just meant a lot to both of us. It was just an emotional day. I was sobbing on camera. It's quite
What was your, like, initial reaction when Ricky told you you're battling against Shelly-Ann?
I hadn't really heard her before, and I'd become really close to Hannah Wilds on the show, and so I was just relieved that I wasn't against her, because we're so different and we couldn't, you know, we'd gone over it so many times. But, you know, working with Shelly-Ann was a real treat. She's a really talented girl.
Now, is it a thing on The Voice where everyone seems to get on, even in the battle stages? Because I sometimes feel slightly disappointed you're not just at each other like, come on, let's have it. Everyone seems to get on. Everyone seems to be quite happy during the battles.
I think the battles for me are the favourite bit, because you're on stage with somebody else, so you've got that support of them. And I think, yeah, some people do get quite sort of aggressive and quite, you know, competitive. But I think when that comes across on TV and it comes across on stage, it's not nice to watch. And I think everyone as performers knows it's better if you work together, because it just sounds so much nicer. Like, I'd rather people saw a really sick duet than this, like, angry cat fight on stage.
Could be quite good, though.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good telly, but it wouldn't be so great for our careers, I don't think.
When you came on the show last time, the majority of the interview was not about The Voice, it was about Nando's.
Yes.
Have you been to Nando's since we last spoke?
I'm trying to wean myself off at the moment.
What?
New year.
You're letting the team down, Hannah.
I know. I've had one. And my friend Bella Beale, who's actually listening, her husband is now a Nando's fan, and he has the Hannah special. So we're spreading the love across the nation.
I still haven't tried the whole pea thing you mentioned last time.
So good. So good.
I have got a Nando's card since we last spoke, though. It did actually inspire me to go and get a Nando's loyalty card.
It's all about that. When you get that free chicken, it just makes it so much sweeter.
Yeah, I'm saving up, though. I'm doing that thing where they go, you've got this free, and I'm like, no. I want to build up so I can just get some mahoosive Nando's all free.
Yeah, you've got to gear up for the big one. Don't
exactly.
Taking little points here and there.
In your battle, we can also say, as well as battling against Shelly-Ann, you sing the song Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. What was your first reaction when you found out it was going to be that song?
So Stevie Nicks is someone that I actually grew up with in terms of music my whole life, with Fleetwood Mac Rumours was the album of my childhood. I hadn't actually heard Edge of 17, but I just knew this was going to suit me, because it's my style and it's all my inspirations and all of my sort of, yeah, my childhood dream to sing a Stevie Nicks song on stage. And yeah, it's a wicked song. It's got a real good driving bass and so much fun to perform.
Now, obviously, you have to break the song up, because you and Shelly-Ann sing different bits. Is it up to you guys how you split the song up? Because can it get a bit competitive when you're like, maybe that person wants the big chorus because that's a real good chance to show off? Is it hard to choose who sings which parts of the song?
I think with us, again, Shelly-Ann's really generous, and I try to be. So I think when we were doing the song, we kind of tried to work out when it would be nice to have harmonies together and give each other space. And we did stick to that as well. You know, there was no, oh, I'm going to tell you that you've got this part and then I'm going to sing all over it. We really gave each other space to breathe. I thought it was a really good partnership, actually. I was quite impressed with myself.
You chose Ricky at the audition. Since doing the battles, are you still happy with that choice after doing the battles with Ricky?
Yeah. Just trying to, like, not give anything away.
Oh, no, we can't say how you did, but filming the battles and with the song choice you were given, you were like, yes, I've made the right decision in terms of coach.
I mean, it was like he just saw into my, sort of, my growing up and said, yeah, Stevie Nicks, this will be a really great song for them to get their teeth into, and it really was. So, no, he did a great job. Really great mentor.
So, to see Hannah's battle against Shelley Ann, that is on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on BBC One. Now, we're going to play something which you feature on right now, and it's by a producer. Is it a duo called Soul Sign?
Yeah, Soul Sign. So, it's their guys, two guys called Raph and Ben. They're kind of like a rudimental sort of style band, but more sort of house and garage vibes, and then they have lots of amazing artists coming in, and not just me, there's other people there who sort of got a few tracks with them.
So how did it come about working with these guys?
I met them about 5-10 years ago through ex-boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff, and we all got together, and I sort of moved to London, and we bumped into each other at an open mic, and so we wrote this song that's coming up. And we're touring around London at the moment. We've got a gig next week, Kensington Roof Gardens, which I'm really excited about, next Friday. So it's going really well with them, playing in Ibiza, and yeah, it's gonna be a great summer.
So let's do it. Let's play this. This is Soul Sign and Hannah Simons. The track is called Deeper, and it's out on the 9th of March. People can download this, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Best of luck for tomorrow night, Hannah, and thanks for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Cheers. Have a good day.